So it's not too many people here, but I was requested by Shubhal Prabhu to give the Srimad Bhagavatam class. I could not say no, because in Krishna consciousness we should never say no. We should always say yes, 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 and no to Maya. So even we don't know how to do something, but we should not think we cannot do it. Because by thinking, you say, I cannot do it, because we think we are the doer. So Krishna is the one who is using us. So we should always have faith we can do it. Krishna use us as a tool, you know. So just bear with me and bear my accent. I got a very strong French accent. So. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasavitale Sumate Bhakti Kita Santinamya. Namaste Krishna Padaya Prabhupada Sri Namaste Guru Shakti Bhakti Tani Sita Namine Namaham Vishupana Krishna Prasev Tale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Sunanchi Namine Namaste Savati Deve Gulavari Pacharine Nisisa Shunyavadi Paskasari Atarine Daya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Abhita Ganada Shri Vadi Gola Bhaktam Da Kijan Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram Rama Rama Hare Hare. Patmana Purushada Iva Pacham Bhavo Inshita Shita Aho Bhavinyaho Vama Mayavam Bhata Papmana Purushada Iva Pacham Bhavaho Inshitaha Shutaha Aho Bhaveginyaho Bhama Mayavam Bhata Papmana Purushadaiva Pacham Bhavaho Inshitaha Shutaha. So in this chapter, these three tests, so I will read the word to word with the 15. And we're going to go to the next one, 16 and 17. Because the other one, you have no purpose, okay? So, word to word, aho, alas, bagini, my dear sister, aho, alas, bama, my dear brother-in-law, Maya, by me, Vam, of you, Bata, indeed, Papmana, because of sinful activities, Purusha Adaha, a Rakshasa man-eater, Eva, like apatyam child bahavaha many inshidaha have been killed shutaha sons. Should I go to the next text before read the translation? Huh? Okay. Translation and purport by Stephen Gresh Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Alas, my sister, alas, my brother-in-law, I am indeed so sinful that exactly like a man-eater, Rakshasa, who eats his own child, I have killed so many sons born of you. Okay, the next test. Satu ayam chadva karunya chattagyati suit kalaha kanlukan bhagami shami bhama eva mitakshvaha. Should I read the word to word with that? Okay. Saha, that person, Kansha. Okay, the translation. Okay, good. Being merciless and cruel, I have forsaken all my relatives and friends. Therefore, like a person who has killed a Brahmana, I do not know to which planet I shall go, either after death or while breathing. Next test. 17. Devam mapi anitam bhakti namacha eva kevalam yadvi shabat aham papaha swasu nihava niha tavan shisun. Translation. Alas, not only human being, but sometimes even providence lies. And I am so sinful that I believe the omen of providence and kill so many of my sister's children. Okay. Okay, good. Okay, purport. Rakshasa are understood to be accustomed to eating their own sons, as snake and many other animals sometimes do. At the present moment in Kali Yuga, Rakshasa father and mother are killing their own children in the womb, and some are even eating the fetus with great relish. Thus, the so-called civilization is gradually advancing by producing rakshasas. So, Kansha was a great demon, and actually he recognized his animosity, his envious, his evil act against his own family. So he knows his evil. So actually when somebody know what he do, he instructing, he got conscious of what he do, the consequence actually is worse than a person we don't know. So the consequence with Kansha, he know what he was doing, but he was so weak, because he says sinful activities. You say the sin is stronger. Is stronger than us. Sin is stronger than we are. We cannot resist the sin. Like they say, the flesh is weak. So if somebody didn't know how to control his mind, his senses, etc., he get devoid. He get really control, really smashed by the mind, the senses, main Maya. So Kansha recognized actually what he did, but his servant, you know, his servant, you know, told him, "What are you doing?" You know, they changed his mind. They tried to control him, you know, by say, "You are the king. Why you get to be weak?" To all this. So he changed. He have changed after he admit what he was doing was not proper, but because of his all his servant, you know, so he got really really weak and got back to his evil attitude. So actually, like we say, if we recognize we do something wrong and we know better and we're still doing it, like the book say, and we still do it, the consequences are very, very hurtful. Kansha, he end up very bad. Krishna really, really destroy him. So actually, if as a devotees, we know better, something we're not supposed to do, we know better, we should not go back to what we vomiting, because now when you become a devotee, you vomit all your nonsense, all your karmic reaction. And when a person go back again to his vomit, I mean to his evil life, like Kansha did, it's like you're eating poison, you're eating your own vomit, and that is not proper. So actually, we have to be very, very, very strong and dedicated to this path. Krishna consciousness says, Srila Prabhupada bring this beautiful practice, this big home, like that everybody can come to this big home and save, because the Kali Yuga getting very advanced. Like he explained here, mother and father even again to eat their own child, their own fetus, you know. And we live in a society very demonic, in society of Kansha, very demonic. In some place of the world, people eating fetus, you know. So I saw that on video, I read that too. So, but actually is not really prevalent. You begin to get more, because when something start, it's not really come at once, it come gradually. So the Kali Yuga begin to get so degraded, and people begin to start become so rakshasa, eating anything. You can see that now. You can see that in the Western world, people eating all kind of nonsense. In France, people eating, you know, escargot. In French, they call it snare. This thing degraded. And in some places, people eating, you know, iguana, lizard, dog, cat, you know. So actually, Krishna consciousness, Srila Prabhupada bring Krishna consciousness, his beautiful home, his beautiful philosophy. Krishna consciousness, like I explained everybody, Krishna consciousness is complete in himself, because it's not only a practice, it's not only a religion. Krishna consciousness is Krishna himself. All the practice, they are just for sense gratification, you know. Oh, God, give me my daily bread. Oh, give me education. The demigod worshiper, oh, give me, you know, all these kind of things. But Krishna consciousness is not an ordinary practice. Krishna consciousness is a form of Krishna. Krishna can take many forms. And Krishna is very merciful. He took the form. He took his form in Kali Yuga as his movement, Hare Krishna. So we have to be very, very serious with that. We should not take Krishna consciousness for granted. We have this opportunity to be free from this ocean of misery, the material world. Yeah? And this Kali Yuga is the last age when everything is degraded. Everything is degrading. I don't again say slowly, fast. Not slowly, very fast. So actually, we have to take this movement, this practice, really with our full heart, like Srila Prabhupada said. This movement can save the world. Nityananda Prabhu from Dallas, he was explaining Krishna consciousness just came to the Western world, and he passed so many other practices. It's normal because it's Krishna himself. So many other practices, and so many people become getting onto the vegetarianism. People believe in karma. So many people doing meditation because of what Srila Prabhupada bring. People can say no. Some guru came before Srila Prabhupada. Yeah, they come before Srila Prabhupada, but they could not. Engage people in bhakti. Srila Prabhupada came. He came before them. It's not the thing of time. Srila Prabhupada was predicted to come, but this guru, they come just for sense gratification. They just come to take for the rich people. They don't come for the people who poor. No, they don't want that. Srila Prabhupada came for everybody, like Jesus Christ. Come for everybody. He came to the poor, come for everybody. He did not come to take, he came to give. And these guru, when they come to take, and they give people false teaching. They give people mantra, but they don't give them. They sell the mantra. And the Hare Krishna mantra is so powerful, Srila Prabhupada gave for free. And Srila Prabhupada did not took nothing for himself. Srila Prabhupada was giving so many things. Money, house, temple, car. But Srila Prabhupada did not took nothing. He just gave everything, just engaged everything in the service of his guru and Krishna. So that's the reason Srila Prabhupada, his mission becomes so successful. Very successful, and getting powerful and power, more powerful. Is the movement of Krishna consciousness. His movement is like a lotus feet, a lotus flower blooming in a Kali Yuga. You can describe it in many ways. The Satya Yuga taking birth in a Kali Yuga. Satya Yuga is blooming like a lotus flower. And he take Srila Prabhupada, who are from the Siddha Loka, you know, Goloka Vrindavan. Srila Prabhupada was a Nitya Siddha. He take a Nitya Siddha to come to give his beautiful philosophy and free people. But no other practice can free people from their karma because they don't know about bhakti. Because Krishna say it's only by bhakti you can attain me. Only by bhakti, devotional service. It's not by philosophy. It's not by your wealth. Yeah, your wealth, you know, in Krishna say if you can do karma yoga, give what you get. Because some people are not meant to become full-time in temple, but they give what some wealth, money is good, karma yoga. But the best is to become full-time, is to really engage in this movement, have this movement spray all over the world. And the best thing also is go to giving. Go to give it to others. Because like explained here, the Kali Yuga getting so degraded. So if we don't preach, if we don't give people, if we don't go to Hainan, book distribution, Srila Prabhupada say, if you love me, distribute my books. So the best weapon is to give people, is to distribute the books. You know, I'm a Sankirtan devotee. I used to be a Sankirtan devotee. I'm not really full-time now, but I'm still doing it sometimes. And when I do the book distribution, I meet so many people, and I feel so bad because so many people outside, they're waiting for us. And when we don't go to these people, we commit violence. We are in a Western world. So many people don't know about Krishna consciousness. So many people don't know about it. And they have time to die, and you know what I mean? But that's why it's very important for us to go outside. Like they can hear the holy name. Some of them, only by hearing, they can be purified. Because the name of Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare, is not different than Krishna himself. When the people hear the holy name, they get purified. So much purification. Is that why it's so important to go to chant Sankirtan, you know? It's very important, you know? And that's how we can please Srila Prabhupada. That's how we can save the world. Because so many people don't have time to come to the temple taking prasadam. Some people are not interested to chant Hare Krishna because their mind is too disturbed. People, the mind in Kali Yuga, people are too moving very fast. They're so disturbed. They don't have time for the holy name. They don't have time to come to the temple. So we got to go to wish them. Like Srila Prabhupada, you know, the Westerner could not come in India, in Vrindavan. But Srila Prabhupada came to the Western world. So the same thing, we have to go outside. Like Srila Prabhupada did. We got to go outside, let them hear the holy name, give them the book. So that is very, 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 that will preach Srila Prabhupada a lot. And I will just say, how can you please a great man is by continuing his legacy. How can you please Srila Prabhupada is continue what he did. We should not stop, we should keep going. I talk this way, but I'm not doing it, but you know, I try the best, you know. So it's very important. And also when we do that, when we give, we feel so happy. Because if we don't give, we lose it. We receive Krishna consciousness, we get to give it. Right hand, listening to one hand, giving to the other hand. Or otherwise we lose it. That happened to me when I don't preach to people, when I do Harinam, when I don't do book distribution, I can't even preach. Some people come in the temple, I just think about myself, I eat in prasadam and go to my bed. What is that? Krishna says, you know, we are pioneers. We are pioneers. We're not sense gratifiers, you know. We're not here only to enjoy the building, you know, chant Hare Krishna, prasadam and go to sleep. No, we are missionary. We are pioneers. We're here to give to people. Or sometimes Krishna, sometimes we don't go to rich people. Krishna sends people. I see that many times. I see some people who can ask them, how do you find out about the movement? Oh, I just online, people online. Or people say, oh, I saw you one day was chanting, and I got inspired by what you did, so I went online. So that why it's good to go to Harinam. People can hear it. They wonder, what is that? And they go online, Hare Krishna. What is Hare Krishna? They tap Hare Krishna, they find everything, and they come here. So we have to give Krishna consciousness in all kind of way. Krishna consciousness is not supposed to be given only in Harinam or, you know, in Sankirtan. No, I'm not here to degrade it, you know, the service some devotees do at the temple. No. Krishna consciousness can be like that too, because some people, they want a place. They want to go to a place. Some people don't want... do you have a temple? Do you have a building? So, we thank the devotee also who maintain all the service they do. So, different devotees have different quality. We have some devotees who are maintenance, who care about the maintenance. Some devotees who deity service, dressing the deity, cooking. Some deities are some devotees are book distribution. Everything, you got different kind of devotee who do a different service. And Krishna is so merciful, he's accepting anything we give. But the main thing we have to give to people. We have to give them the holy name. We have to give them the books. The books actually time bombing. We give it to the people. We will not see the reaction right away, but later, at the end of their life. Or some of them come right away to the temple. Some of them take time. Some of them at the time of death, because when the time of death, everything passes like a movie, you know? Oh my God, I remember this devotee. Oh, give me this book. Pa, they become devotee. Still like that, you know? So, and one way or other, people are going to get Krishna consciousness. One way or other. Krishna consciousness like... I'm sorry to mention this person. It's like water. Like Bruce Lee used to say, Kung Fu is like water, my friend. You can't stop it. So Krishna says it's like water. You can put all these things to stop it, it will still go. This movement is going to go for 10,000 years. So all these bogus philosophy, all these, all the practice will be gone after 10,000 years. Krishna is going to last for 10,000 years. So Krishna consciousness is Krishna himself, a blooming Kali Yuga, Satya Yuga. And we see that the Satya Yuga, another age taking birth in the Kali Yuga. We see that. We see so many people of an interest in. I remember because I come from the old time. I joined in 1981. People was not onto karma like that. People was not onto vegetarians like that. And I see people are so much onto it. I joined in France. France is very, very the kingdom of Maya. You know, people are so much in Maya. But now in France, people are more open-minded. Because you know why? The young generation. In the beginning when the movement came, people was very, you know. And now the young generation, they taking to this philosophy. Because this philosophy is beautiful. And we see so many things happen. So many things happen. People start wondering, my God, all these things going on. So when they got the books and we preach, so that make them think, oh my God, these people got something good. I can really, really lean on them. I can learn from them. So is that why we have keep on preaching, keep on give the holy name? We have to be fired up, you know? So like Srila Prabhupada said, if we don't give this beautiful philosophy, who better than many other philosophy, we commit violence. We commit violence to these people. And Krishna consciousness now is doing pretty good. All over the world, devotees are very fired up. And we get to see the positive thing. Devotees are very fired up. So many devotees, you know, so many temples open, so many preaching, so many people become devotees, so many great personalities, they're interested by the book, all these, in the Bhagavad Gita, you see, in the back, behind the Bhagavad Gita, you see all these great philosophers, all these scientists, who glorify the Bhagavad Gita. So it is by Srila Prabhupada's mercy, you know. So we have to be concerned, we got to be very enthusiastic about this practice. And now we in now, we are the elder brother, we in. So we got to reach our brother who gets smashed by Maya outside. We got to reach brother and sister. We got to reach them, come to give them to them. Some of them say no, some of them say yes. That's like Srila Prabhupada said, a fruit seller, a person who sells fruits, he say, oh, my beautiful fruits, oh, fruits, oranges, pineapple. Some people come, some people don't come. So Krishna consciousness is like that. We don't force people. We go to the street chain Hare Krishna. We will do book distribution. Some people stop, take it. Some people don't want it. Okay, forget it. Because they're not their time. It's not their time. It's not their time. But even it's not their time, but by only touching the book and heard the holy name, Hare Krishna, they get purified. So one way or other, everybody get purified. That's all, you know. So, what time is it? Till what time should I go? So it's 8:50. I encourage all my fellow devotees to be very, very fired up. We have to love everything Srila Prabhupada bring to us. Devotee Association, the books, Prasadam, the chanting the holy name, the deities. When we love, when we very accepting everything Krishna says, we are in a spiritual world. Maya cannot get us. When you're interested, but when you really in, we accept everything, we don't complain about nothing, we don't criticize. That means we are in a spiritual world. But when we start being negative about Krishna consciousness, start criticize, we are out. That's how they call Apada, the holy name, Dvishtava Apada, Holy Dhamma Apada, Guha Apada. So we got to be careful with Apadas. Apada is a mad elephant, can really destroy all our bhakti, all our devotional service, our devotional activity. We have to be careful not to commit offenses. So we have to pray all the time for that. Please, Krishna. Like my guru, Bhaktivedanta Swami, I always recite this prayer, like he used to say, I am blessed by the best, wouldn't ask for everything less than chant the holy name. Everything less, I'm blessed by the best, wouldn't ask for anything less, yeah. And chant the, so we are blessed by the best. We should not ask nothing else. Nothing else is higher than the love for Radha. So before love Krishna, we have to love Radha. So nobody can go to Krishna for Radha. So we have to love our divine mother, Radha. So actually we have to love, if you love Radharani, if we love Radharani, we will not love thing of this world. Because thing of this world is Maya. Maya, and the one who you have to love and focus our mind, our senses, is Radharani. And by loving Radharani, we can wish Krishna. We cannot go to Krishna till we go to the Guru and Radharani. So actually, like I explained to everybody, we have to be positive. We have to show love. We have to love the devotees. We always got to offer obeisances to each Vaishnava, because in our heart is the Paramatma. When a devotee come like that, offer your obeisances. Sometimes we got so much pride. I mean, myself, I don't feel like bow. I got so much pride, you know. I see a devotee always doing that. What is his name? He always offer his obeisances to each devotee. I admire that. So that's good. We have to offer all the time our obeisances to devotees. So devotees are very dear to Krishna. And even outside, we have to respect every entities. We have to see like the Paramahansas, they see the super soul in everybody's heart. That's why in Krishna we say we don't commit violence, we don't kill, because we see Krishna in everybody's heart. So we have to really implore what we get. We got to cherish what we get. Because this life for a devotee is our last life. We don't have to come back in this misery world. Because the Kali Yuga getting very, very mad, very crazy. Srila Prabhupada say, finish his business and coming back. Finish his business and coming back. Do what we got to do and get out here. Don't wasting time. Because a human form is not promised to us. For a devotee, you know, for a devotee, I heard that too, I read that. When you're being a devotee, you take a good birth. Yes. Will not regret. Or only at the time of death, as a devotee, if you think about your dog, you deserve it. But if you stay with the Krishna consciousness, and you're not falling down, or sometimes we're falling down, but a better birth is very very, yeah, so much noise. A better birth is for sure in your next life when you're a devotee. So actually, it's nothing to lose. Nothing to lose by becoming a devotee. Srila Prabhupada say, we don't ask everybody to give up. Srila Prabhupada say, we don't ask everybody to give up. It's a city life, see? In the country, it's so quiet. Srila Prabhupada say, don't give up what you do, but just add it to Krishna consciousness. It's a plus. Like George Harrison, Srila Prabhupada told him, no, don't give up what you do. Just use your talent to engage people. So in Krishna, we can be a doctor, we should not drop that. We can use it to become a doctor, to help devotees. We got a talent of painting, music, using for Krishna, we say. So Srila Prabhupada said, we don't ask in Krishna when he says we are a bunch of, we are not a bunch of fanatics. Oh, viragya, viragya. We will not say this word, viragya, viragya. No. No, we can use everything in the service of Krishna. And that's how Krishna consciousness is blooming by so many devotees who join the movement, who have so much talent, you know. All his painting, all his beautiful temple, his building is by devotees who got talent. So we can use all, Srila Prabhupada said, we can use all your good quality for Krishna. You know? So even Srila Prabhupada said, if you're a Christian, okay, don't give up, just add that so that you can learn more. We don't ask people to quit their religion. We don't do that. Just with the Bhagavatam, you're going to see this can give you something more. That's why automatically we quit, but we don't go to people to make them stop that. People see, but what we got, something better, a better meal. Oh, they say, oh my, this meal is better than that one. Oh, you know, automatically. So because a person who bride a lot, a person who talk a lot, oh, look at what I got. It's just talking so much. It's by your act. It's by what you got. People can really believe what you say. It's not by your talking. Like you say, talking is cheap. By your action. Your action will tell who you are. So in Krishna, it says, about our action will tell the society who we are. Now we are very, very accepting by the law many times, many city, many country, and people accepting us because people see our act. They don't see only we talking, you know, all these why so that I don't want to say the name, but all these show in the street. Oh, you go to hell! Don't do that. We just give people the holy name, you know. I do in Arizona. We go to the college. The college, you see these young kids dressing, you know, young girls dressing so provocant, very, very disturbing. We don't disturb them. We just do kirtan, book distribution. But some of the Christians, they go there, they condemn these young kids. And what happened? The responsible of the school, the college, kicked them out. And some of the students came to us, even leaders of the school. They said, you guys are doing such a good job. You don't condemn us. You're very ecstatic. You give us prasadam. You give us something we can learn, but you don't condemn us. So we are not here to condemn people. We are here to give people. And people automatically going to see how we are, going to see we have love. So they will give up all the bad habit. We are not here to point fault. Because it's not because we are in, we are Christian, we in, we are better. No, we're not better. We are just a servant of the servant. We're serving humanity. We're serving them. That's all, you know. Serving is by serving we can become a better servant. Gopi Bhattu Pada Kamareo Dasa Dasa Nudas. Become the servant of the servant of the humanity. We have to learn how to become a leader, before you become a guru, you got to learn how to become a servant. Become a guru by, you know, and not become a servant. Srila Prabhupada, how you become a guru? He serve his guru and become a guru. Srila Prabhupada said, all of us, we are destined to become a guru, but we have to learn how to become a servant. It's by service. By service, Krishna says that it's by bhakti, devotional, you can please me. That's all. So, no? So if you have any comment, question?
Yes, thank you. So my question was, many times, like you said, that we should learn to give, and sometimes when one is not capable enough and one tries to help the other person, like if both are caught in a quicksand, if somebody is caught in a quicksand and somebody is trying to get him out of Maya or just trying to help the person, then both, is it like detrimental for both of them to help each other because they are not empowered or qualified? Like you said, that we should learn to give, and we are ultimately, it's our nature to like give, and that's the quality of Prabhupada too, that he gave to the society. So, and even like you said about Jesus, he says that we should learn to give. So, is it like detrimental for, if one is not empowered enough, is it like detrimental to both when one is trying to help the other person and is not empowered themselves, or we should still try to do the best of our ability? So what do you think is better? That's my question.
Srila Prabhupada say we all get to become a guru, so we should not think we are not entitled to give to others. Yes, but the way we have to become, we got to learn the book. Srila Prabhupada say, read my book. If we don't read the book, we cannot preach. You got to read, you got to study the book, and listen to a lot of class. That's how we can preach. Like I explained here, when I don't study, when I'm not onto Krishna, I cannot preach. So if you study the book, if you read the book, you can preach to others, you can give to people. You know, there is no way you can, because you got it. The book actually are the food for our soul. You know, by study every day, 1 hour every day, we charging our consciousness. We full of wisdom. We full of, you know, love. We go outside to give to others. And sometimes we study some book and we just fall to sleep and we don't give it. So what is the purpose of studying this book if you don't give it to others? So when you study them, when you study the book, that's how you can give. But if you cannot, if you don't study, mean receive, how can you give? If you don't receive, how can you give? So it's very important to study, very important to read. And by study, that's how we can go to people and reach people. You know what I mean?
I think to you, we should try to do the best of our ability to like gain knowledge ourselves and then pass it on to others. Even though one is not fully empowered, we should try our best.
That's yes, okay. Yes. You know what? Sometimes it's not everybody can go to book distribution. It's not everybody can go to Harinam. At your job, you can preach at your job. Anybody, your family, you know. We should not think ourselves or I'm not worthy. No. We're worthy to do it. You have to have confidence. You can do it. This book gives us the confidence. This book gives us the confidence to change the world. Srila Prabhupada was put in power by his guru, and we have to have the blessing of our guru. Srila Prabhupada did not want to come in the Western world. He did not want to come to the Western world, but he was empowered by his guru. And you got to be empowered. Study the book, and which Srila Prabhupada book, you get empowered, and you get to give it to others. So that is possible. Okay. That is your answer?
Just adding to what you were saying to Mataji, I think Prabhupada said that book distribution and preaching is one of the highest forms of sadhana. So as long as you were saying, reading and chanting, as long as your other sadhana is good, you know, you don't have to be a pure devotee to go out and preach. You can approach book distribution and preaching to others as a self-purification process as well. So the process in and of itself is purifying you and accelerating you towards the end goal as well. So that's a good point.
Yes, yeah, we are to be a pure devotee. You know, you see that, so many devotees, even you come sometimes to the temple, you have your job, everything, but you study the book, listen to the class. You got to come a daily attendant of Srimad Bhagavatam. Daily attendant Srimad Bhagavatam is very important. You purify yourself by listening to Bhagavatam class, reading the book, listen to class. We got to imbibe our consciousness, because for many lifetimes, many births, we are very, very, we are very, very contaminated. So all these scripture, all these things is to clean up our karma, clean up our past, past deed. And when you clean, you're going to clean others. Because some people say, oh my God, Krishna, Srila Prabhupada has been merciful, he bring that for us, he bring us such a nice house, all his book, but we have to give it to others now. We got that, you got to give it to others. It's not by thinking, oh my God. No, it's not good to go to the spiritual, the empty hand. You know what I mean? Srila Prabhupada give it to us, while we don't give it to others. So giving to others, like when we leave this body, Krishna can say, wow, you did a good job, like my pure servant Srila Prabhupada. You preach, that's good. It's very important, you know? So.
thank you for the class, Prabhu. What is essential is invisible to the eyes. We don't necessarily have to give things, material, tangible things. We give what we have and what we are. As long as what Prabhu says, that we are growing intellectually, that we understand the philosophy, that we spiritually are advancing, we can give more of that through our example, through the people's spiritual needs, be part of that response that, that the people have, or the people need to have.
Thank you. So, give it or you lose it. It's like a person who got a lot of gold in his hand, he got to have for some help. Because when you give to people, we ask him for some help. You know what I mean? So you get so much gold in your hand, ask somebody to help you to carry them. So this beautiful philosophy, this beautiful practice Srila Prabhupada give us, we got to ask for some help. Please help me to serve Krishna. Please come. That's it. Huh? So we have to ask for some help or to carry what Srila Prabhupada give us to the end of our life. Or we can lose it. At the end of our life, we deprive it. You understand what I mean? We got Srila Prabhupada bringing so much for us. My God, we got so much. Share it. Give it to others to help you. Make them become a devotees, that they can carry Srila Prabhupada's legacy with you. Like that, at the time of death, when you leave your body, you give. So Krishna said, you receive and you give. Thank you. Now, but to open the door for you, come. It's very important to give. Hospitality, sharing, giving, that is a quality. That is a good, one of the best spiritual quality. Giving, love, hospitality. Shabbat, Ki Jai, Hare Krishna.